The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience, it's Dr. Dave's. That's right, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, I hope. Before this show is over, life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Some of us will, some of us won't. And the ones who won't, it's probably because you're sitting on your blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Actually, because nobody else will hire me to do anything else whatsoever. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Wow, that's a lot. 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't control the weather, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk Jesus with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Ooh. Oh, this is a good one. Oh. Some of these are really good. Then you got these really, really good ones. Here's a really, really good one. Which person haven't you talked to in ages but frequently pops up in your mind? Which person that you haven't talked to in ages but frequently pops up in your mind, and are you praying for that person? Wow, that is a challenge. Look, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We would love you to reach out and just give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like a peaceful day and evening with no drama. Yay! Hallelujah.
Right? Thank you, David. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, my friend. Everybody, big clap, big golf clap for Jacob. Hold on. He was very helpful in helping me with the process of the audiobook. We got a couple of chapters corrected and then done, a new one done, and we're about a quarter of the way through on this book. The other book has been submitted for approval, and I will let you know. And that book, by the way, will be on iTunes as well as Android and tablets and thereabouts and thereabouts. So I'll let you know what's going on there as I no. I do want to make sure everybody is in touch if you've got something going on. If you need prayer, if you have a praise report, if you got something to share, we're going to give you that opportunity to do that. I want to make sure you know how to get in touch with us. I do want to point out that as we start this show, right where we are in the studio, there's a wee bit of a storm. And so if you hear something in the background like this, that's the storm. Okay, I'm just letting you know ahead of time. So you can call us. You can also text us, by the way, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. NPR voice coming up now.
214-210-8483.
Okay, that's the NPR voice. Okay. NPR stands for Not Professional Radio. Anyway, additionally, you can send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. David, D-A-V-I-D, at, A with a circle around it, hemustincrease, from John 330, and then .org, because we're a nonprofit entity. So you can call us at 972-445-0770. You can text us at 214-210-8483. You can email us at david@hemustincrease.org. What for and why? Here it is. If you've got a praise report, share it. It will bless you. It will bless others. It will honor the Lord. The redeemed of the Lord say so. Share it. You think, well, what? It's not a huge thing. I mean, the Red Sea didn't split. That is so ridiculous. Despise not the day of small things. Here's the thing you have to remember. The little praises absolutely matter. If you are not thanking God for the little praises, it is possible you can set yourself up for seeing less of them. So don't do that. That's just ridiculous. Be appreciative. Be thankful. So when you have those things happen, share them. Big, intermediate, large, extra large, huge. Doesn't matter. Because they bless people. If you've got a prayer request and you need prayer and you're trying to figure out, I got to get this thing solved. I got to get resolved. We got stuff going on in our own lives. I know. You got stuff going on in your life. I know. But you keep praying about it. You pray. You push. Pray until something happens. Push, and you expect and you believe and you bring it before the Lord, but as Jesus taught us, you submit it to the will of the Father, right? So we would encourage you to pray. Pray about things. That's what you should be doing. You could be doing many other things. If you got something the Lord has shown you and you just want to share it, that's cool. It's not about kvetching. There's so much to kvetch about. We're not even discussing a Big Mac fries and a Coke being, you know, as much as, we're not even discussing that. There's just so much more to kvetch about, let alone everything else around you. You know what? I get it, and I understand that. But for this next hour and a half or whatever time is left, let's praise the Lord. Let's encourage each other. Let's strengthen each other. Let's bless each other. Let's help each other move closer into the Lord, strengthening each other. We know the storms are out there. We know there's storms are coming. We know we're going to get past all of that, and we're going to stand, sit, dance, and cry and weep and fall in glory. But the crying will all be joyful crying. Just remember that. Here's the big thing. If you want to reach out to us, do it. If you got something going on, tell us. We'll take care of it. We'll do our best. We're going to get into our teaching in just a second, but we're going to open this show up with a prayer from one of our fave people, Al, who is a very consistent, faithful, regular listener and participator. He's not feeling well. We don't have all the details, and we don't need all the details. What we need is the Lord to touch him. That's what we need. That is what we're going to ask for. So take your faith, put it with mine. Let's take all of our faith and combine it and pray. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and first we thank our God. And, oh, we're so appreciative. Lord, we have no idea what's coming tomorrow, but we can know you, and you bring tomorrow. And so we lift up our brother Al. He's your kid. He's our brother. He's our relative in you, blood relative. And we ask you, Lord, for our blood relative, Al, that you would bring healing into his body. He's not feeling good. He's down. He needs a touch that comes from heaven, a touch that comes from you, an energy, an encouragement, a refreshment, a healing. Lift up our brother. Bless him. Encourage him. Touch him. I even pray, Lord, I know it's crazy, but I just pray he'd even be surprised by how good he feels. Do. do that, Lord, if you would, please. We surrender this to you. But your word teaches us unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So we ask you to do even above it. We lift this up in the incredible name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Okay. Praying for our brother Al. We love our brother Al. You don't know this about Al, but Al and I have been, you know, back and forth on the show for, you know, this is our completing our fifth year after this, and then we'll do the anniversary on Monday, as though I didn't mention that before. And it's important. Al's always been giving, he always gives me the sarcastic responses. He is the one that came up with this for trivia for those that are trying to figure it out. Al was the one that came up with this. He says, you know, is it A, B, or C? Al will go C, and then I'll go, the answer is B. And he goes, that's what I meant, B. That's just great. Okay. All right. Don't forget that. Listen, if you're in San Diego right now, it is 11:42-ish, just about there. If you're in Denver, it is 12:42-ish, just about there. If you're in Dallas, it's 1:42-ish, 1 second away. And if you're in Detroit, it is 2:42. That's it just turned. So you can reach out to us while the show's going on. But right now we're going into the book of James. And what you might think is really superbly negative, you're going to find out it's a little different than you think. And we're getting into it right now in James chapter 4, verse 9. So I'm going to pick it up from verse 7 to do a runway. And then we'll take off into verse 9. Here's verse 7. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Brilliant idea, right? Verse 9, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and weep. Turn your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Wow, what a bummer. Not really the way you think it is. I'm just going to say that right off the bat. I'm going to read it again and explain it to you because it's important to understand what he's talking about. James the Apostle, the brother of Jesus, in charge in Acts chapter 15, one of the first epistles written in the New Testament, says, grieve, mourn, weep, turn your laughter into mourning, your joy into gloom. He's telling the people to make it right. What is he talking about? Well, first of all, let's understand a few things. When James brings this into play, it's in context with everything else he wrote. Remember, 5 verses earlier, he said, you adulteresses and adulterers, don't you know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God? He's already building off the ramp of what he said, and all of that ramp part is all of us walking in the flesh. Remember what it is in the beginning of the text, where in chapter 4, verse 1, what causes conflicts in quarrels among you, doesn't it come from the passions at war within you? He's talking about people that are operating not in the Spirit of God, but in their old man. And I'm going to make this as clear as I can for those theologians and doctors and people that have master's degrees that don't get it. It's not that complex. You are positionally right. That is justification. You are being practically made to look like what your position is. That's sanctification. You will be 100% all the time. That will be glorification. You are saved. You are being saved, and you will yet be saved. And in the process of this, God is making you look and reflect more and more like Jesus, which means what he's pronounced you to be, he's making you look like. And so as you're going through that process, you find out, guess what? There's some things you got to change. Now, the old man is crucified positionally, but he is practically still in existence in the process of giving you warfare within yourself. And then when we're in glorification, it'll be completely eradicated. It all works together. It's quite simple. And here's the thing. What James is saying is he says, you have to humble yourself with a contrite heart. You have to grieve. You have to mourn. You have to weep. And then he mentions turning your laughter into mourning. So the first thing he's telling people to do by saying grieve, mourn, and weep is he's asking for some self-examination. If you want God to always drop it in your lap, you know he will. But the Lord encourages you to examine yourself. There's other places in Scripture. Look at yourself. Review yourself. Test all things. You're a part of the all things. Look at yourself. And if it ain't right and you know it ain't right, admit it. Own it. What is it we say? We say, eat the pie. What pie, Dave? Humble pie. Eat the pie and eat it often. Because that's what the Lord wants you to do, because humility is one of the things the Lord is looking for. He just, in fact, mentioned that a couple verses prior. He's like, look, humble yourself. Why? Because three verses earlier, he says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. You want grace in your situation? Humble yourself. And so there's self-examination. Again, I always think of this. I know it's just so bad, but we were just watching an episode of Star Trek the other day, Noelle and I, and they use the scanner, and the scanner goes over. In this particular scanner, it's a bioscanner, so it scans the whole body from the head to the foot, and I tell you what's wrong, right? That's what you got to use on yourself. God's already using it on you. Use it on yourself. Examine yourself. Hey, this area is wrong. I need help. But then he says this, and I don't want you to miss what he's trying to say. He says, grieve, mourn, weep, turn your laughter into mourning and your joy to gloom. Wow, that's so depressing, right? What he's talking about is when you turn your laughter into mourning, he's referring to people who are acting and like their sin is no big deal. They're trivializing their sin. They're making their, oh, well, I'm sinning. That's not that big a deal. And they're actually like, oh, it's not a big deal. Who cares? I was like, that is wrong. Okay? We don't trivialize our sin. We need to change that attitude. You might be saved, but if you're sinning, that is not good. I don't know who's not teaching on sin, but I'll tell you what we're doing. We're talking about sin. You want to know the best definition of sin? Somebody's going to say the Greek word hamartia, Dave. They throw a spear at the target and it misses. Yeah, that's a definite definition. Here's a better definition, taking the fullness of the scripture. Sin is anything contrary to God. Not apart from God. Anything contrary to God. That is sin. And so the stuff that's in you, not the natural stuff he put in you, not the natural desires, but anything that's contrary to God, outside of the realm, that's sin. Well, look it. Don't be laughing about it. Don't be doing that. In fact, you ought to grieve about it. You ought to mourn. You ought to weep. You ought to turn that laughter into sorrow. You ought to change your attitude about that. Because what the Lord wants is he wants us to be aware of that. That's not the stuff he likes. That's the stuff that ruined humanity in the beginning. That's the reason Jesus had to die. That's a precious sacrifice. We don't make fun of that. That's not good. Laughter in and of itself is a heartwarming gift that is medicine to the heart. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about us laughing at our own sin, like, ha, 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 lighthearted. That's what he's talking about. Wow. Is this Friday? What kind of open is that? Wow. Take a deep breath. Here comes your first trivia question. Listen to this closely. You must get this right because the second one hinges on it. Second trivia question. I raised up the son of the widow at Sarepta, the widow of Sarepta, and I was fed by crows. Who am I? Am I Elisha, Peter, or Elijah? In fact, I'll just say this. John the Baptist kind of followed my walk. That's a good one. I raised up the son of the widow of Sarepta. I was fed by crows. Johnny B. followed my act, so to speak. Who am I? Am I Elisha? Am I Peter or Elijah? 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 22. And 1 Kings 17... verse 6. Wow. Okay, here we go. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. That's 972. Look at, I know it's a number. It's really not that hard. 445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. And so for people that don't think we get emails, we get emails on this stuff. I mean, Eddie Otto sent an email yesterday brilliant email, I thought. Okay, anyway, here we go. That's the trivia question. In the meantime, I'm going to send you up to the website. Why? Well, because there's cool stuff on the website. There really is. No, I'm just going to get past. The first video is there for people who've never been to the website. Great, go past that. Okay. If you've been to the website, go past and check out the other stuff. There's other stuff on there. And there's stuff that I constantly put up underneath the links. And it's actually kind of cool. On there, there is video, audio. There are articles, not just me, the other people's articles. Even Dr. Jeffers, we took one of his articles and put it up there because it's a great article. And so there's really important things up there that you guys need to check out if you haven't seen them. That's number one. Number two, on that website is a place for you to access 4,500 hours. 4,500 hours of podcasts. That's a long time. Number three, there is a place to give. Giving is good. We like people giving because giving is good, right? Deuteronomy 15:10. Doesn't matter if you give here or not. You got to be a giver. Give generously to the needy and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand. Isn't that nice? Don't pay it like it's a bill. Give it unto the Lord and let it be like a sacrifice, because that's what he would like to see from you. After all, he did give you the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Okay, cool. So, check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Now, here's the problem that I have. I love that sound clip. And for those of you that watched the Pink Panther movies, you have to love that. And let's be honest, in the 60s, there were the Pink Panther cartoons. And those were really good. But every time I've heard it now, since I've said all that, I'm thinking of the Corning fiberware stuff that, like, I don't know. Just something wrong in my brain. What else is new?
Did you prefer Tom and Jerry or the Pink Panther?
Pink Panther was cooler.
Okay.
Tom and Jerry was classic, okay? And all those people, oh, there's violence, Roadrunner, what a bunch of numbskulls. How many people do you see taking rockets and tying them to somebody's body and shooting them up? It's like so dumb. It's unbelievable. Anyway, we do have somebody on the line, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Tom.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. Are you being safe out there? I know it's a little wet, so, I mean, are you being safe?
Oh, well, yes, I am. It's a little dry here now in San Diego. It kind of dried up from the other day.
That's great. So it's wet here at the studio, and then I forgot, and I did forget for a moment, Tom, forgive me, that in San Diego, 360 of 365 days are beautiful.
That's affirmative, and we pay for it, too.
Yes, you do. That is a great line. We put up with a lot for that. I remember being in San Diego. I'll never forget this. And they were saying, everybody be careful because of the water. And it was raining outside. And as I drove down to the studio in San Diego, the sprinklers for all the city yards were on. And I was like, yeah, that's being really careful right there. All right, let me set up the trivia question, then you can answer, okay?
All right,
here we go. It's pretty straightforward. I was the son of the widow of Sarepta. I was fed by crows, and Johnny B. walked in my path afterwards. Who am I? Am I Elisha, Peter, or Elijah?
Elisha.
Elijah, that is correct, sir! You're right. Excellent job, sir. Excellent, excellent job. Very, very good, brother. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
And I'm hoping you have a phenomenal, keep it dry, enjoyable weekend.
You too. Thank you.
God bless.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Yay. Wasn't that fun? That's fun. Okay, so I can't really do the rest of this because I only have like a minute and a half left, and there's no way it's not going to happen. I mean, because so I'm just going to tag that for or whatever. But I am going to tell you this about the show on Monday. It doesn't matter what city you're in. San Diego. It doesn't matter what city you're in. Denver. It doesn't matter what city you're in. Dallas. It doesn't matter what city you're in. Detroit. We will be giving away prizes. And we're only doing it on this one day, but they're more expensive than cupcakes. What? Oh. Yeah, I am breaking nature with this one, at least my own personal nature. But it should be a lot of fun, so we encourage people to participate. It will not be a normal show in the context that I'm going to go all over the place, just so you can know, okay? I mean, we're going to have a little more fun because that will be the five-year anniversary here, the 10-year anniversary of me doing radio, literally, and about the 2500 show. So, yeah, all that stuff. Okay. All right, if you're in San Diego, if you're in Denver, if you're in Detroit, go to hemustincrease.org. You can keep listening. That's a great way to do that. If you are in Texas, stay dry. We're going to take a short break and then come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jonathan and David were closely knit, and David made a commitment to Jonathan. And Jonathan said, I want you to make sure you're not going to take any kind of wrath or any kind of vengeance on my kids, on my family, on my people. And David made that commitment. What I want you to get in 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4, is that Mephibosheth is an offspring of Jonathan, and he was crippled or he was lame. He couldn't walk properly. He couldn't, you know, function properly. He was at a tremendous disadvantage. And I remember when the preacher in North Phoenix Baptist Church looked at his audience, and just to give you an idea how big this church was, the auditorium seated like about 5,000, so it's like huge, right? And he looks around at everybody, and then he says this. He said, "You are Mephibosheth." And I was thinking, what? What? And he goes, "You," and you know, I'm thinking in my mind, but he's preaching, and was he just one of the best preachers? "You are Mephibosheth. You are lame and unable to walk without help."